Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You can check out all of his fine work for USA Today. He is Jeff Zilgut joining us. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, I'm here. The Bucks are wrapping up practice right now. We're getting ready to hear from Mike Budenholzer.
So you're in the bubble. Have you seen Giannis?
Yeah, we just did. I mean, he was in the same walking boot that he was last night, but he was at practice, yes.
Okay. Good. Is he going to talk at all, do you know?
No, my understanding is that George Hill talked, Wesley Matthews talked. I'm not expecting him to talk. In fact, I think Mike Budenholzer is starting right now. And, teams generally don't make an injured player available, especially if they don't know his status.
Right.
And so I'm not expecting to hear from him. And, again, just based on watching him, look, the team is going to continue to monitor it. I'm not going to sit here and speculate just by watching him walk, whether or not I think he's going to play or anything like that. But look, we know it was sprained before the game. We know he twisted it again. And so we know that, his ankle is not in great shape right now.
Yeah, and we probably won't find out his status until probably right before game time tomorrow. I mean, Giannis is going to try and push to play because that's just who he is. But I'm not really expecting him to play. I'm really not. But when we look at the big picture, Jeff, I don't know where you had the Milwaukee Bucks going into the playoffs. I mean, obviously, they were certainly very rusty in most of the games that they played, in this pre-postseason type situation. How surprised are you by how the Bucks have played, really, especially in this series?
Now, look, I'm surprised, but I keep writing this, and it's almost like I save it and just copy it and paste it in to another story. It's impossible to measure what a 4.5-month break did to a team, and then trying to come back and play in this environment, in this bubble, and then on top of it, how the Milwaukee Bucks players in particular felt about the Jacob Blake shooting. And so when you add those things up, you can't measure them, but you also know that it's had an impact on the team. And so I think we expected unexpected results in the bubble. We just didn't know how they would sort of manifest themselves. And for certain teams, we're seeing it. Look, the two teams I had in the finals, the Bucks and the Lakers, have not been the two most impressive teams here in Orlando. And so we're seeing what that layoff did. It ruined a bunch of momentum that teams had, and they come back with the world a little bit different place than they left it.
How do you feel about not having home court advantage? Do you think that also plays a part as to why the Bucks just maybe haven't been able to get the same energy as we once saw when they had like literally the best record at home in the NBA this season?
Look, I certainly think home court plays a role in a lot of teams here. The Lakers love playing at home for sure. We know you just mentioned the Bucks record, and yet, the Bucks aren't going to use that today as an excuse because they're going to say, well, there were 23 other teams who came here, 16 teams who started the playoffs in the bubble with the same circumstance. They didn't have a chance to go home. But I think what we're talking about, I keep talking about the human condition again. Let's say you're down 2-0 in a series, and not the Bucks per se, because they lost the first two, which would have been home games. But a team that loses a couple games, or even Houston, they would be looking forward to going home right now, thinking they won one. They took one from the Lakers at home, that kind of scenario. And they don't have that. And so I'm not going to downplay at all the aspect of having home court, what that does. And I think the things we look at And it's just not playing in front of your home fans. It's the comfort of being at home, sleeping in your own bed, having your family there. Again, these are circumstances for every team, but we don't know how it impacts each individual player and how that has an effect on how he plays.
Talking with Jeff Zilgut of USA Today. He is down in the bubble here on the Bill Michaels Show. Just finished watching Bucks practice. Chris Middleton obviously played out of his mind last night. How do you view Chris Middleton? I mean, he's had a pretty impressive regular season, especially after getting that big contract, and a lot of people weren't sure if Chris Middleton could have the type of production with the money he's making. But that was a big moment for him last night to step up and really to take over that team.
Well, he's an all-star, and that's what's needed. And whether or not Giannis plays tomorrow or not, that's going to be needed again. And I'm not saying he needs to score 30-plus. In the second half or whatever, how many ever he had from the moment Giannis left the game. But he is going to have to score. And I say this. Now, Miami's a really good team, great coaching staff, really good defenders. So they're going to alter their game plan a little bit to focus a little bit more on Chris Middleton. But I think the thing you see sometimes with teams, the Bucks are not better without Giannis Antetokounmpo on the court. There's no questioning that. But we have seen teams when they lose a star player that they play a little bit differently, and it's not the game plan that the other team had prepared for. And so that takes a little getting used to. And you saw, you know, they're going to use Chris Middleton to do some different things, find some more mismatches, try to get him into some favorable spots on the court. And then, as you know, if you have some other guys hitting some three-pointers or getting to the bucket, getting fouled, that makes all the difference in the world. Now, I'm expecting Miami to game plan for Chris Middleton. And have a little bit better answer to that. But still, the point you're making, I'm making, is that the Bucks need to rely on him to be an all-star performer in the rest of this series against Miami if they want to have a chance.
The Bucks obviously went very small after Giannis went down with the with that ankle injury. I mean, they kind of reminded me of the Houston Rockets out there. It's just a super small lineup. You're going to give up defense. Do you think that's just the approach that Mike Budenholzer should just roll with into Game 5? Or do you think maybe we see an Ersan Ilyasova or a Robin Lopez, something a little different that Miami hasn't seen yet in this series?
Look, could he go that direction? Yes, but and he's probably going to have to prepare for that, having to go that way in case it gets there. But without a doubt, he liked what he saw in that small lineup, and he liked really running the offense through Chris Middleton and letting him make some decisions and some reads. You know, I don't have the stat off the top of my head, but did he finish with 8 rebounds and 7 assists? So he was also facilitating, if my assist numbers are correct.
He had 8 assists, so he was 8-8.
8 assists. Okay, and so I didn't see his secondary assist either in what he's creating for someone else to create for someone else. And so, you know, there's lots of things that Bud saw in that he's going to rely on again in Game 5. Now, obviously, he'll be prepared to have to go big, but I think he's going to roll with it because they had so much success.
Jeff Zilgut of USA Today joining us here on the Bill Michaels Show. You know, looking at the big picture, especially in the Eastern Conference, you know, Giannis is the only superstar left of the four teams that have players, and there are so many talented players on all four of these teams, but Giannis is really the only superstar. I feel like whoever is representing the East, I think it's not just going to be based on the play on the court, but I also think it comes down to coaching, and maybe this is just the year of the coach. I mean, Nick Nurse, Brad Stevens, obviously Eric Spoelstra, these guys have been outstanding, and I feel like these guys might even be the keys as to why their team might be hoisting that trophy at the end of the season.
Okay, so you make a point that I've ever since I've covered the NBA a dozen years, is that it's a players' league. We get that. You need players. But I think coaches get you some victories here and there. And a lot of it comes down to this game planning and scheming. We know Bud. I mean, he's a coach of the year guy. You mentioned Spoelstra and Brad Stevens. Nick Nurse this year's coach of the year. I put a lot of credit into what coaches do. While recognizing a player needs to go out there and make the pass, get the rebound, play defense, and score. But coaches do a great job of putting them in those positions to do that. They're the ones who draw up the game plan and, you know, say, hey, these are the plays that are going to work for us offensively and defensively. And so I'm a big believer in coaches. And, you know, again, Bud's up against a good one in Spoelstra. But, you know, this is exactly what you're talking about. You know, can these coaches make these changes on the fly, adjustments, and roll with something? And so I fully expect that to happen in the next game.
Jeff Zilgut of USA Today joining us here for another minute on the Bill Michaels Show. So I'm curious, because we were texting back and forth throughout the weekend trying to, you know, get something set, and you made the point that you needed to be cleared through the bubble. Can I just ask you what that process was like getting to Orlando and then, like, what it took to, like, get through the bubble and now you're in?
Yeah, so look, I fly from my home in Washington, D.C., you know, do the whole mask thing on the flight down, and then the NBA picks you up, you know, in a shuttle from the airport, so you're taking an Uber or a cab, and from that point, you know, you're getting into a hotel room where you're in quarantine, can't leave that room for the next 7 days, and they drop off meals at your door. You can leave the room. I should take that back while I'm going through. You can leave the room for testing. So to get my COVID-19 test, you know, I walked, you know, it was probably 50 paces to get to that testing room. And then I go directly back. And so you do that for 7 nights. And then this morning, what was the day I got released? You know, they come, bring you your regular credential, and you get out of there.
That is wild. Okay, so when you were in the hotel room for 7 days, obviously you were writing things for USA Today. You were involved in Zoom calls, I would assume, but what else did you do in your downtime?
Yeah, look, I read a lot regardless of this, so I did that. I tried to also do a little bit of exercise, you know, before, you know, during this pandemic, my wife and I stopped going to a regular gym, and so we've been doing exercises in the house, so watching videos, so I still did some of that as well, and then between the writing, the working, the Zooms, you know, your day goes by quick, and then you get the games in the afternoon.
Well, as long as it didn't drag to the 7 days, that is good. And you were doing things that is just crazy. I really haven't heard that from anyone else. So, Jeff, thank you so much for coming on. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Zilgut, Jeff Zilgut, ZILLGITT, two L's, two T's. Jeff, thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Jeff Zilgut, joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline, live in the bubble down in Orlando. That's, man, 7 days stuck in a hotel room. Ooh. But again, you gotta, the good thing is we have these phones that we use, and we're usually glued to them, and we find ways to do it. And the Zoom calls have actually been very helpful. And yeah, you can get some exercise done. I know I need my exercise. I have not really worked out much during this pandemic. I'm sure a lot of you guys are in the same boat as us. Jeff joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.